This is Dr. Thabolingam repeating the psychiatric evaluation on Francis Hepara, NCES, Cheney, CHANUI, period. The medical record number is 148205, period. Date is 1/25/2013, period. Paragraph, the identifying data, patient is a 75-year-old widowed Afro-American female, period. Date of birth is August 3, 1937, period. The address is Hartford Nursing and Rehab, period. Paragraph, the reason for evaluation is one, non-compliance, number two, episodic agitation, period. Paragraph, the history of personal health, the 75-year-old female was tested at Hartford Nursing and Rehab from Providence Hospital, period. The patient was discharged on the following medication, namely Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily, hydrochlorothiazide, romoxin, 750 milligrams daily, carbamazepine, 75 milligrams daily, calcium with D, 500 milligrams daily, vitamin D3, Tylenol on a PRM basis, Valium, 5 milligrams on a PRM basis for spasm, Norco, period. The patient says that she's still in another pain, period. She was inquiring as to why she's not being walked, period. The patient said that she also has problems sleeping at night, period. First half, the patient has been refusing the pain medication off and on, period. The patient, however, complains of pain after not taking the pain medication, period. The patient also is complaining about not being walked, period. She allegedly refuses to get out of bed, period. When the patient is off the bed, she wants to go back to bed, period. The patient is also alleged to have told the staff that she had fallen off the bed, period. This was not based on reality, period. The patient, however, now claims that she did not fall, period. Paragraph, the patient said that she was in the kitchen at home and that she fell down and injured her back, period. She had surgery at Providence Hospital and was placed at Hartford Nursing and Rehab for rehabilitation, period. Paragraph, the patient has multiple medical diagnosis, including atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease, osteoarthritic heart disease, osteoarthritis, scoliosis. Splenic ruptured cerebral aneurysm by history, hypertension and anemia, period. Paragraph, the past psychiatric history, the patient did not have any previous psychiatric history, period. Paragraph, the family social history, she was born in Georgia, period. She moved to Detroit when she was young, period. She was a 12th grade. Education, period. The patient claims that she has six brothers and six sisters older than her, and they are all deceased, period. The patient claims that she worked for Northwood State Hospital for about 30 years, period. She's widowed, period. She has no children, period. She's a Baptist faith, period. Paragraph, substance abuse history, non, period. Paragraph, legal problems, non, period. Paragraph, medical history is as stated previously, period. The patient's chemistry profile done on 1/18/2013 was unremarkable, except for a creatinine of 1.4, carbon dioxide of 33, albumin of 2.6, period. CBC was unremarkable, except for WBC of 11.3, RBC of 3.67, hemoglobin of 10.8, hematocrit of 3.5, platelet count was 631,000, period. The patient's blood pressure is 104 over 50, period. The pulse is 74, the patient is 20, temperature is 98, period. drop the mandatory examination. Patient is 25 year old, South American premier period. She was interviewed in a room period. She was cooperative period. She maintained good contact period. The patient's speech was goal directed period. There was no evidence of lucid supervision period. The patient denied any hallucinations or delusions of period. She was alert and oriented time 3 period. Her recent memory was intact. Period. General information was adequate. Intelligent judgment is marginal period. Paragraph. The diagnosis of infection X1 is a judgment disorder with mixed emotions period. X2 is not. X3 is status post laminectomy. Scoliosis, lumbar spinal stenosis. Hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, anemia, coronary artery disease, period. XS4 is moderate to severe. XS5G is 45 to 50, period. Paragraph. Plan 1, I have informed the patient that she must take all the pain medication prescribed for her, period. Patient agreed, period. Number 2, the patient is somewhat labile, period. She may require Seroquel in the future, period. However, I have not opted to prescribe any psychotropic medication at this time, period. I will reevaluate before I add any further drugs, period. Number 3, would recommend adequate pain control, period. Number 4, for precaution. Number 5, would suggest moving the patient closer to the nurse station, period. This is on account of the patient complaining that she had fallen down, whereas no one had witnessed the fall, and the patient was not on the floor when the chair approached her, period. Number 5, medical follow-up. Number 6, social work follow-up, period. Paragraph, the patient's strength is 1, she is verbal and articulate, period. Number 2, cognitively intact, period. Paragraph, patient's weakness is 1, multiple medical problems. Number 2, attention-seeking behavior. Number 4, limited insight into a problem, period. Paragraph, thank you, and end of the patient.